Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Welcome to Hum Monday. Hey, we have a network update for you. We like to do this every Monday, about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, joining us. We need some updates, Roger. Some things we were talking about actually the last couple of weeks and asking for prayer for was a payroll issue in Africa.
Well, yes, and I'm glad, Dave, that I do have an update on that. And I can honestly say this is the first time I've looked forward to a Monday for a while because it means we get to tell the YNOP listeners prayer works and and say thank you. We don't have any explanation, but partway through last week, with no notice, one of the companies that had closed our accounts sent me an email and they said, we have changed our decision. We're reopening your account. And they allowed us to send the payroll to Cameroon that had been blocked since July 15th. So Benjamin and Isabel were able to get their funds and they were very, very happy and relieved to have that. So we're really grateful for everyone who prayed.
Oh, that's excellent. Good news. Okay, so now with our prayer warriors in attendance, pencil in hand, what's next? How about Salt Lake City? What's going on there?
Definitely be praying for that because we are going to get that launched here in the very near future. And we're really, really thrilled about that. I had lunch last week with a friend of mine that I worked with 40 years ago in secular radio back in the Midwest, and he was asking about what we're up to these days, and I explained that we have this station in Salt Lake that's carrying YNOP, and we're about to separate it off from the network. And he was saying, Salt Lake City, that's a really big market. You're going to be able to reach a lot of people. And I said, yes, we are. And I went through the stats with him about the market size and population. And he was just saying, wow, that is going to be a powerful impact in YNOP's ministry. And so we're still working out the last of the details, but getting ready to launch that. And again, you know, more than 2.1 million radio listeners in that part of the country, and with 94.5 FM and 1320 AM carrying the new format, Utah's Hope, we are really looking forward to seeing how God's going to use that station. So we do appreciate those prayers as we get ready to launch that very shortly.
Utah's Hope, personalizing what is delivered there, so be in prayer about that. Okay, one final thing I want to ask you about, radioafrica.fm.
Well, we are working towards that August 28th launch date, so now that's just a matter of 3 weeks away, and really excited about that. The site is up and running. Now, you can't access it yet because we have it on a private web address, so just some of YNOP's staff can access it. But we have all four languages set up. We have the pages working smoothly. Everything seems to be going fine with it. All that remains is just over this next 3 weeks, we have to continue loading content. And Joseph is in Africa right now. We're working on that. And he's going to be working on hiring someone in Africa who's going to take that as their job on an ongoing basis to keep that content fresh. So it's all set. It's all ready to go. We just have to load more programs in. And then we'll be all ready to go on August 28th. We're going to do social media advertising across Africa through the various social media platforms that are popular there, like Facebook and Instagram. That's kind of a new thing for us to do that type of advertising, but we just see how effective that could be in drawing people to radioafrica.fm. Again, French, Swahili, English, and Fulani are the four languages that we're launching in, looking forward to adding many more in the days ahead. But I was really enjoying, last week I had to drive to Billings one day and come back home that same evening. Mm-hmm. So I had over 7 hours in the car. And I clicked onto radioafrica.fm's English page, and I picked some of the programs, and one of them in particular called Christianity Works had a four-part series. And I listened to that, and it was such a blessing to be able to do that and to have everything right there on that one page where I could look through it and say, yeah, I think I'd like to hear this one. And I'd click on that message and get to listen. It was so wonderful to be able to do that and then to realize that is something that is going to be a blessing to many people because Christian radio is spreading across Africa, but there's still hundreds of millions of people who don't have access to it. And many of them do have a smartphone, and so they'll be able to hear Christian programming through RadioAfrica.fm. So again, prayer is the key thing right now, that God will get us everything lined up as we need it, the programs all loaded in properly and working properly, and then that the advertising will be effective in drawing people to the page.
Boy, you know, here we are, Your Network of Praise listeners, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are talking about ministering, increasing ministry in a very large city, Salt Lake City, and a very large continent, Africa. Yes. That's just amazing, Roger.
It really is. And again, I just look at the YNOP listeners, and I have such gratitude for the heart they have. You know, YNOP is first and foremost a Christian radio network here to serve the people of Montana and the neighboring states and southern Canada, to give them the benefits of Christian radio that that are so impacting on all of our lives. And for them to then not only provide for YNOP's needs, but to make it possible for us to go beyond our own listening area and to go to people who have no way of providing their own Christian station. They're getting Christian radio through our satellite networks, through the three local stations that we sponsor in Africa, and now through the podcast page, RadioAfrica.fm. And I think they clearly understand that scripture, Dave, that says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, because they're making it possible for us to do that.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Roger, and thanks for telling us about answers to prayer and how we can be praying. If you missed any of this, you'll want to go back and listen to the network update. You can do it on our podcast page at ynop.org, or head on over to Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.